The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. John said to Jesus, "Teacher, we saw someone driving out demons in your name, and we tried to prevent him because he does not follow us." Jesus replied, "Do not prevent him. There is no one who performs a mighty deed in my name who can at the same time speak ill of me. For whoever is not against us is for us." The Gospel of the Lord. Five or six days ago, our Holy Father, Pope Francis, did something unprecedented. There was a gathering of Pentecostals, a Pentecostal conference, this huge gathering, and he called them. And he called them not to say, you know, you guys shouldn't be doing this stuff, you gotta... He called them to reach out in charity and slowly invite them back. And St. Augustine says, this is what John and the rest of the apostles should have done on this occasion. Our Lord says, whoever is not against us is for us. Right, so I don't forbid them. What they're doing, what that man is doing, he's putting my name out there. He's opening hearts to the faith. He's doing good in my name, and there's nothing wrong with that. St. Augustine said, that's why our Lord said, do not forbid him. But on another occasion, our Lord said, whoever does not gather with me scatters. And so while not forbidding that man to heal or work miracles in Christ's name, Augustine says, the apostle should have forbidden him from not entering into their fraternity, for not drawing them into the church that our Lord Jesus Christ was founding. Because ultimately that man doing his own thing apart from the followers of Christ is going to cause disunity. So don't forbid him from doing that, but forbid him from not being part of us, which is what our Holy Father Pope Francis is seeking to accomplish. When one studies philosophy, you discover that there are five transcendental properties of God. Five attributes of God. That God is true. That he is good. That he is beautiful. That he's one. And that he is real. And so whenever you discover one of those properties in this world, you encounter something of God. Wherever something is beautiful, it's godlike. Wherever there is goodness to be found, there is something of God there. And the same is true for truth, unity, and reality. But what happens when something is marred in beauty? Or when there is a little bit of falsehood in it? Or when there is disunity? It's a break from God. And so every time another Christian church is founded, there is a fracturing of the body of Christ. It wounds the body of our Lord. And so the mission is to draw everyone back. Our Lord said at the Last Supper, I desire that all be one. And we share part of this mission. And so, as we all know, many of our Protestant brothers and sisters, we shouldn't forbid them doing what they're doing. They're doing a lot of good in and through it. But we should, in a sense, forbid them from not being part of us. It's our mission to invite them back to the fullness of truth and goodness and beauty and unity and reality that we have in the church. And I want to just mention one little way of doing this that I've seen great fruit. We have all these CDs in the back of the church. Many of them are by converts from Protestantism to the Catholic faith. And they speak powerfully of the beauty of the faith. And they themselves, these men and women, have drawn many people back to the fullness of the faith. And just handing a simple CD to someone can go a long, long way. Let us do whatever we can.